Okay, so we are on the bottom of Hey Amud Beis. We just learned the Mishnah, right, which taught us all the halachos related to Abbas Yisrael, who was engaged to a kohen, who had kedushim with a kohen, who was pregnant from a kohen, who was a shomeres davim from a kohen, or Abbas kohen, who's married to Yisrael, that she doesn't need truma, that Abbas Yisrael, who was engaged, who had done kedushim with a levi, is pregnant from a levi, or shomeres davim to a levi, or Abbas levi to Yisrael. All those individuals don't eat meiser. And then we talked about the third case, which is Abbas Levi, who was done kiddushin with the Kohen, who's mivarish from a Kohen, and Shomer Shavim from a Kohen, and Abbas Kohen, who married a Levi, that all those individuals don't eat truma or meiser. And the question the Gemara begins with is, hey, Zara. Zara mi lo achla ba meiser. What does this even mean? What? I understand when it comes to truma. When it comes to truma, so a non-Kohen can eat truma, right? But since when does Meiser have the same rules, right? Even a Zar, even a non-Levi, should be allowed to eat Meiser. Now look at Rashi. Rashi says, Gemara says Rashi, Mi lo achla be Meiser, kol Zar lo yochal, Kodesh ksiv, Meiser Rishon lav Kodesh ikri. Right? That rule applies to Kodesh. But Meiser Rishon, that goes to the Levi. But who says that a non-Levi can eat Meiser? Where do you hear such a thing? I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Shmuel, Hamani Rabbi Meir. You know, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Why? Because Meir says, the Amr Meiser Rishon also Lazarim. Because Rabbi Meir holds that even Meiser Rishon is forbidden to non-Levium. Disanya, as the Brisa says, Truma la Kohen, Meiser Rishon la Levi. Rabbi Meir, Truma goes to a Kohen, and Meiser Rishon goes to a Levi. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Matira la Kohen. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's permitted that Meiser Rishon is permitted to a Kohen. Matiro mechlal de'ika man da'asar. Right? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how can he say he's matir to a Kohen? How could that be? That implies it's that somebody asserted it. So Ela Amos knows no after going though. So what he means to say is that it can be given even to the Kohen. But the bottom line is that the important point is Rabbi Meir is one who said that Meiser Rishon is forbidden to a Zar. Look at Rashi on the top of the page. Truma lakoin and nisinasa lakoin and maeser rishon alevi. Ketani maeser alevi dumya de truma. Right? And the implication is that maeser is treated like the way truma is treated. Dumya de truma lakoin. Ma truma achilasa kenisinasa lakoin. Just like truma, its halachos of eating it are similar to the halachos of how it's given, right? Lekohen v'lolazar, af meiser lelevi, achilas lelevi v'lolazar. So same thing, just like the meiser is given to the levi, so it's given to him to eat, and not just given to him in general, but given to him and presumably only given to him, right? And not to any non-levi. Continues Rashi, the ilav hachi, if that's not true, svila the Rabbi Meir, truma lamai kitani, right? Because if that's true, then why are you even talking about truma in the first place? Right, nihi the meiser itzri chalei. I understand when it comes to meiser in the fourth line of Rashi, on the top on Peva of Manalef. So nihi the meiser itzri chalei. I understand you have to talk about meiser lo oruye de lo yahavina le kohen. Right, the time that you don't give it to a kohen that I get. Right, kerev elazar ben azariah ela truma lamali. But what are you telling me about truma? It's obvious, right? Right? And the fact that Rabbi Elazar says it's mutter, right? It's mutter, so the implication is that Rabbi Meir had talked about it being forbidden to somebody, right? So that's why, you know, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir here. So the chiddush of Rabbi Meir is that it's not just that I give, right? You know, this is something we've heard before, right? You give truma to a kohen, you give meiser to a levi, right? So Rabbi Meir says, and we always have this rule, but truma can only be eaten by a kohen. But that's not true by meiser. Why not? It should be the same thing. It should be a parallel. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Fine. So the Gemara says, yeah, but what's the reason? My time, Rabbi Meir. How does Rabbi Meir? Where does it come from? How does he know this rule? So Am Rav Acha Brei the Rabba Mishmei de Gemara. So Rav Acha says the name of Rabba in the name of Gemara, meaning he had a tradition. Rashi says Mishmei de Gemara. Rashi says Mishmei de Gemara, Kach Kiva Merabo Verabo Merabo Ad Rabbi Meir. Meaning that this what he's going to say that he has what's the rationale of Rabbi Meir? So he has a Mesoa of Rabbi Meir said, right? Shama Mishmo. V'lav min daite kamafarish l'tam v'Rebbe Meir. He's not saying, I'll tell you svara for Rebbe Meir. He's saying, no, I'll tell you what my Rebbe told me, his Rebbe said, whose Rebbe said, and his Rebbe said, and they heard Rebbe Meir give his explanation for his own opinion. Okay, so what is that opinion? What's the reason? So says the Pasuk, so continues the Gemara, ki es meiser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem, truma. Because the language used when it comes to meiser is the meiser of b'nei Yisrael, which is taken for Hashem, truma, should be given as a gift. Ma truma asur lazarim, af meiser rishon asur lazarim. So this comparison made between meiser and truma. So just like truma is forbidden to non-Kohanim, so too meiser should be forbidden to non Levi. Okay. So ima truma chayavna love misa v'chomesh, af meiser chayavna love misa v'chomesh. So if that's true, just like truma, you make these comparisons, and so now we're gonna, as we always do, you want to make comparisons, I'm making some comparisons, right? So if truma, you're a chayiv, you have a person who eats truma when they're not supposed to, right? So they can be chayiv misa, and if they mina shemayim, and they're also and they also have to pay back, right? Not just the amount that they ate, but they have to pay back 20% also. So af meiser chayav and alav misa v'chomer. So same thing with meiser. Person eats meiser not supposed to. So they zar etc. So they're gonna be chay misa bidei shemayim and also pay it back a chomesh. So amakra umesu bo ki yichaluhu veYosef v'chamisha so alav. And that's a pasuk by meiser. If you those who ate it should die, and because they made it, they were machal it. They treated it like chulin and wasn't, and you have to add on a fifth. So. Bo velo b'maiser, alav velo alamaiser. So that language of yimesu bo, right, and chamishasu alav. So no. Those rules are specific to truma, not specific to maiser. So that's why you only extend it to the extent of that it's forbidden to azar, not that there's this chiyuv misa or this additional 20%. Fine. So that's the opinion of Rebbe Meir that a person who's a non-levi doesn't eat. Meiser. By the way, that's I think Rashi's going to point this out. That's only true for non-Kohanim and Levim, because a Kohen is also a Levi. Right? A Kohen is from that's by definition. All right, Kohen is from the tribe of Levi. So it would mean a non-Kohen or Levi. When we say Kohen doesn't eat Meiser, though. But the implication here is that the Kohen could. I mean, again, the Meiser is always given to the Levi.
Right.
Everyone else, the Rabbanan, everyone else holds that anyone can eat Meiser. Right, so even Rabbi Meir, the point is that even Rabbi Meir, who holds that a czar, someone who's a czar, right, is not allowed to eat meiser, who is he referring to? So he's referring to a non-kohen or levi. Even though when it comes to truma, it's always just a non-kohen, right? So, but because the point here is that a kohen is a subsection of the family of levi, so they're still included in meiser. Oh yeah, you know what? It's actually in Rashi further. If you look at Rashi's Mechlad, the Ikalaman de Asar, right? We said that was based on Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, right? It's the implication some people think it's Asar, right? Look at Rashi. Mechlad the Ikalaman de Asar Meiser leKohen veAchol bitmiya. Exactly. Happy v'havade Kohanim lav zarim ninu. Kedam leKohen the Kohanim ikul levim. Right? That the Gemara is bothered there by that because that's impossible. Right? It can't be. So the answer was no af la kohen, you can give it even to a kohen. That was the point. Even Rabbi Meir, would agree with that. Fine. Presumably, unless you think it's been just Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but I assume Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mat tiro la kohen. Right, the reason the brothers bothered by that is because the implication is that when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says mat tiro la kohen, or mat tiro af la kohen, the implication is that it was forbidden to a Kohen. How can that be? Oh, so the Gemara says, no, even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was just saying, no snow after the Kohen, not material the Kohen, because material the Kohen was obvious. Everyone would agree that it's permissible for the Kohen to eat it. The question is, can you even give it to a Kohen? Right? Because you can make the same argument, right? Oh, Kohanim or Levim also. So I can even give my Meister to a Kohen. The answer is no. That was the Chiddush of Elazar ben Azariah, is to even be given to a Kohen. Rabbi Meir wouldn't say that. But no one believes that it's usher for a Kohen to eat, even Rabbi Meir. The bottom line, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that it is forbidden for non-Kohanim or Levim to eat Meiser. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to know, okay, but how the Rabbanan who disagree with this, how are they going to read this pasuk, right? Rabbanan, ma truma toveles, af ma'aser rishon nami tovel. Right, so the Rabbanan are going to use this comparison between truma and ma'aser. They're not going to use it to say that a zar is forbidden to eat ma'aser. They don't want to say that. So what's the comparison between truma and ma'aser? So the comparison is, just like truma creates a situation, what we call tevel, so ma'aser rishon also creates a situation, what we call tevel. Right, what's tevel? Tevel is any produce that doesn't have trumas and ma'asers taken off of it, right? So if you don't take off let's assume at this point, at least truma, so what happens? The item is considered, the food's considered tevel, and someone eats it is chayv misim bidei shamayim for eating tevel, non-tithed produce. So the Rabbanan are saying the chiddush of this pasuk, which says, kis ma'aser b'nei Yisrael she'arimu la'Hashem truma, right? Why are you comparing ma'aser to truma? The answer is, just like not taking off truma makes a certain amount of produce considered tevel. So same thing, if you took the truma but you didn't take ma'aser, it's also still considered untithed. It's considered lack of, of separation being done, and therefore it's still considered tevel, and the person who would eat it, right, would still be, the sound like, still be chayav misa. Look at Rashi. Ma truma toveles, right? That language does not mean tovel, it's like tefillah in the mikvah. It means tevel, that it hasn't been tied. So Rashi says, ma truma toveles, shekoz man shlo hufrishor chayav misa al achilaso shel tevel. The ha misa ksivbe, right? When it comes to tevel, they say the language is misa, it's chayav misa bidei shamayim. So if you ate it without having separated misa, truma, you're going to be chayav, person's chayav misa. So af misa rishon tovel, va'af agav devididei leka misa. So Rashi points out very interestingly. Truma, if you eat truma and you're a czar, let's say, for example, so a person eats truma and is a czar, so chayav misa bidei shamayim. So it makes sense that if you eat tevel, chayav misa bidei shamayim. Why? Because you didn't separate the truma, and there's truma in there, right? So af ma'aser rishon tovel. So ma'aser rishon also is, if you didn't take it off, that produce is considered tevel. But the thing that's a problem, says Rashi, is that if you eat ma'aser, right, if you eat ma'aser and you're the wrong person, right, you're not, the Rabbanan especially, right, they hold that anyone can eat ma'aser. You're not chayav misa for eating ma'aser, right, because everyone's allowed to eat it. Nevertheless, right, even though, so as a Navi Rashi, but Afagav Dibidei Leika Misa, even though if you would eat ma'aser yourself, anybody can eat ma'aser, you're not chayav misa. Nevertheless, so chayav and misa al ha-tevel, shalahufrash ma'aser rishon mimenu. Nevertheless, the tevel, right, the fact that you didn't take the ma'aser rishon out of it, so that's going to, you took, truma was out, but you didn't take the ma'aser rishon out. Once you take the ma'aser rishon out, you can eat it, right? It doesn't make, but nevertheless, the tevel that doesn't have ma'aser rishon taken out, person's chayav misa b'dei shamayim for eating. So that's the chiddush according to the Rabbanan of he has ma'aser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu la'Hashem truma. So Rabbi Meir, that teaches me that a zar can't eat truma, can't eat even ma'aser. The Rabbanan just teaches me that if you don't take it off, the produce is still considered tevel. Okay. Uchid esanya, and as we learned in the brisa, Rabbi Yosi Omer yachal lo yehi chayav ela al tevel shlo hura mimeno kol ikar. Huar mimenu truma gedola, v'lo huar mimenu ma'aser rishon v'lo ma'aser sheni, v'afila ma'aser ani minayin. So Rabbi Yossi says, I might have said, right, that I'm not chayav for tevel didn't have, right, truma taken at all. Right, meaning I might have thought that the idea of tevel is this produce hasn't been touched. No one separated anything from it, right? But how do I know that there wasn't ma'aser rishon taken, or there wasn't ma'aser sheni, or even ma'aser ani taken from it? How do I know all those things, that if all those ma'asers weren't taken, then I'm still going to be chayav misa for eating it? Tam lomar lo sucha le'achol b'sharecha, because it says about ma'aser you can't eat in your gates. U'lahanan ha'omer v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu, and it says about ma'aser you can eat it in your gates and you can be satisfied. Ma'asharecha amur lahalan ma'aser ani. Achu b'sharecha v'savei was referring to ma'aser ani. So af sharecha amur kan ma'aser ani. So even the original b'sharecha, lo sucha lachol b'sharecha, refers even to ma'aser ani. Am rachmana lo sucha. And the pasuk says you're not allowed to eat it. So the point being that you see from here, this is the drasha from this brisa, that even again, and the chiddush by ma'aser ani is the ma'aser ani is really nothing. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, oh, afilu ma'aser ani dekiel kitzadaka ba'alma. Right, the ma'aser ani, right? So, meaning they would take truma, right? 40th or 50th or 60th total, then you take Meiser 10%, and then off of that you take Meiser, either Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani, depending on the year, right? Meiser Sheni you eat in Yerushalayim, Meiser Ani you give to a poor person. But Meiser Ani is like mamish, it's like tzedakah, it doesn't have any kiddush at all, right? So Rashi says, afilu Meiser Ani the kiel ketzedakah ba'alma, the lav tzad kiddusha is paid. There's no kiddusha, and nevertheless the drasha is if you didn't take it, that the produce still has the status of tevel, and therefore someone who eats it is still considered like the eight tevel, which is dechay miza. So the point being, we have what looks like we're going to see why in a second. We now seem to have two drushes, right, which tell me that if I have produce, then not only didn't have, according to Rabbanim, even didn't have truma taken off, but even if it didn't have truma was taken off, but just meiser wasn't taken off, that's still going to be considered tevel and a chayv misa. So first we had the pasuk kias meiser b'nei Yisrael she'arum l'Hashem truma. Right, that's the Rabbanan used that comparison between meiser and truma to teach me that the meiser is treated the same as truma, that not taking meiser off, that produce stays at tevel. And now we have this brisa from Rabbi Yossi, which is a different drasha, right? Lo sucha lo chob b'sharecha, the gzera shavu between the two times b'sharecha. One time Bisharecha just talking about Meiser in general, the other time Bisharecha talking about even Meiser Ani. So you see that in both cases, it's Bisharecha, you can't eat it. Bisharecha, also you see that you're not allowed to even eat produce that didn't even have Meiser Ani taken off.
When you say the Rabbanan, you're talking about Rabbi Meir, right?
Talking about the Rabbanan. There's Rabbi Meir and then there's Rabbanan. Okay. Rabbi Meir is the one who says that it just any non Kohen or Levi can't eat Meiser Rishon at all. Right, it's that the Rabbanan are saying no. Anyone's allowed to eat, even non Kohen or Levi is allowed to eat Meiser in general. The Chiddush is that that's not on the table. That's obvious, right? But they're saying that's obvious. But the Chiddush then, so what are they going to do with this drasha, right? Comparing Meiser to Truma, their Chiddush is that no, that even though a person is any non Kohen or Levi is allowed to eat Meiser, if Meiser has not been separated from the produce, that still gives the produce the status of tevel. Right, and that's the Chiddush. So, and that's the whole point that Rashi points out. It's a little bit wild. Is that if I eat the Meiser, it's fine, right? But it's that as long as you haven't separated it, it still has the status of Tevel. So, but now we have two drushes for that. We have the Kias Meiser B'nei Yisrael She'arum L'Hashem Truma, right? The comparison to Meiser and Truma. And then we have this Kzeira Shava, Bisharecha, Bisharecha. So what do I need both for? So Gemara tells you right away, V'yime Hasam Hava Mina L'Lav. If I just had that original Pasuk, all you're teaching me, just like Truma's Asr, you know, so again, Meir makes that Truma's Asr Lazarim, Meiser Rishon's Asr Lazarim. But the Rabbanan's drasha is, just like Truma, lack of Truma being taken off of something makes it considered Tevel, so too Meiser not being taken away makes it considered like Tevel. But if I just had that first pasuk, like, I would think, okay, it's Asr, but it's just an Isr Lav. I wouldn't know it's an Isr Misa. Right? I would not have known yet that you're chayav misa for eating it. So kamash malan, and by chayav misa here is always misa min hashamayim. But kamash malan, now I have this gzeira shava that teaches me an additional point that it's also chayav misa, that it's also chayav misa de shamayim, kamash malan. So that, according to Rabbanan, that's how I know this halacha with these two drashas. Okay. Lishnachrina, the Gemara takes a little, you know, there's a little different pathway to get to the same point. Meiser Rishon de Tavil mid Rebbe Yossi Nafka, right? Maybe I would know this idea of Meiser Rishon not being able, you know, creating something, a lack of separating Meiser Rishon, allowing the produce to remain Tevel. That I would learn from Rebbe Yossi, that's the Gzeira Shava, okay? And Imeahi, have a mean of the love. Okay, just from the Gzeira Shava, I would think it's only a Lo Sase, Aval Misa Lo, Kamash Olan, so come to the first Pasuk. Kiyas Meisha B'nei Yisrael, She'arim L'Hashem Truma, that extra Pasuk teaches me, it's also Chiyav Misa, Kamash Olan. It's just a question of the order, which one you would have assumed one, you know, versus the other. But the bottom line is, now that I have both, even according to the Rabbanan, produce that doesn't have Meiser taken off, is going to be considered Tevel, and person would eat it would be Chayav Misa, Midei Shemayim, which is pretty serious. Fine. Okay. So that solves that little question of what are we talking about here? You know, what do you mean, Meiser and Tzar can't eat Meiser? What does that mean? So that's the Machlokes Rebbe Meir in the Rabbanan, and that's what we were That's what the Gemara was referring to. Ah, so now the Gemara says, okay, but Mayu Kimta. So then, wait a second. So who's the Mishnah talking about, right? Our question was, wait a second. How are you forbidding, right? How are you telling me that the Bas Yisrael, right, or the Bas Yisrael Mireshes Alevi or Muberes Alevi, etc., doesn't eat Meiser, right? Why? Because she's a non-Levi, right? That was the explanation we're given. That because she's a non-Levi, that's why she can't eat it. So, but my kids, what's the mission talking about? Kerevi Meir, right? The whole mission is according to this Shita of Rebbe Meir, which is not our typical Shita, right? That's the whole conversation is a tikkun to Rebbe Meir. Ein Masefa, what about the end of the Mishnah, which says, Bas Levi Miureses Lekoin, Ubas Koin Lelevi, Lo Sochal, Lo Bechuma, Velo Bemeiser, right? The case there, right, was a Bas Levi who is done Kiddushin with a Kohen. She's a Bas Kohen, Bas Kohen who rests the Levi. Those individuals are not allowed to eat Truma or Meiser, right? Hacha Mai Zaros Ika, right? If the point was that why was someone not allowed to eat Truma? You're forbidding someone from eating Truma. Why? Because they're a non Kohen or Levi, right? But that last case, isn't there's no non-Kohen Levi available, right? Everyone's she's either a Bas Kohen, she came from a Kohen's house, going to a Levi's house, going from Levi's house to a Kohen's house. So she should be available the whole time to eat Truma, to eat Meiser. So I'm Rav Sheish says, my Eina Ocheles Tekatani, Eina Nosenes Rishus Litrum. Now, so it doesn't mean she can't eat Meiser or can't eat Truma. What it means is she doesn't have the permission to give others to be Torim on her behalf. Okay? Because it's a halacha in general that someone who can take truma can make a shliach to take truma on their behalf. So it means when she's still in this kind of like in between status, she's always allowed to eat it. She's a bas kohen or a bas levi. She's always allowed to, or marry a kohen or marry to a levi, one or the other. So she's always going to be able to eat meister. That's not going to be a shaila. The question is she have the permission to the power to give someone, to make someone a shliach to separate truma meister on her behalf? Okay, so Mechala, so Gemara says, okay, if that's true, Mechala, the Nesua, no senes reshus. The implication is that so if she's married now to a Kohen or married to a Levi, she can give permission. Gemara says, yeah, she can. Vahatanya, the Brisa says, Vachaltam oso b'chomakom, atem ubeischem. Right, you can eat it in any place, you and your family. Limit al Nesua bas Yisrael, shon senes reshus litrom. This teaches me that a Nesua, Bas Yisrael, who's married to a Kohen, she can give permission to somebody else to take Shuma on her behalf. So, Ata Omer Rishus Litrum, or Eino El Lechol. Does it mean, do you really mean it means to give permission, or maybe you just mean that she can eat it? So, Eino El Lechol, Amris. So, Amris Shuma, Chamura, Ocheles, Meiser Akal, Lekol Shekain. Right, so Gemara says, yeah, but she's allowed to eat the truma, right? Which is very chamor. So certainly meiser, which is less significant, she should be allowed to. Lokol shekein, presumably she should be allowed to have someone separate it. So elalimid al nesua bas yisrael shenos senes reshus lokol shekein. So you see, so it must be that they're giving permission to a bas yisrael to be able to separate the meiser. Fine. So the point being that so the answer in the end is yes, we're being mokum the case like Rebbe Meir, right? The case is we're saying it's a coin to Rebbe Meir, but this last case about the Bas Yisrael and the Bas Kohen and married to a Kohen or Bas Kohen married to a Levi, that's the chiddush there is not her being allowed to eat it. The chiddush is that she's allowed to send someone else. She can make a shliach to be able to separate it. Fine. So, you know, let's keep going for a second. So, Mar Beray de Ravna Amar Lomar She'in Cholkin La Meiser Bebeis Hagaranos. He says, no. So, Mar Beray de Ravna says, what this means to tell me is that we can't separate it Bebeis Hagaranos. What does that mean? So, let's pause here. We'll stop here and we'll pick up with this tomorrow.